Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so round. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around with us already, thank you for that too. I mentioned earlier that Chris Casson was going to be with us. Chris is the guy who founded a company called Treasure Hunt Adventures. And what he does is he uses treasure hunt type themes to help people, young people and older people, business people and non-business people, learn how to work in teams successfully. And we're going to tell us about that a little bit. He's our new friend, Chris Casson. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Chris, give us the idea or help us understand the origin of the treasure hunt idea.
Well, I discovered the sport of orienteering, as a scout, as a young kid, but then rediscovered it in my 20s, in the 70s, I went out and I loved this game. It turned a switch in me, and I just loved running through the forest looking for flags that are circled on a map.
Well, I as I mentioned to you earlier, when I was training to be an infantryman and an infantry officer in the Army, a little bit before the time that you were just mentioning, I first was introduced to orienteering, and that was part of the land navigation training that we got. And so we did quite a bit of orienteering. And as you know, they're still using it today. My son used it in the Marines. But a lot of people don't know what orienteering is. So why don't you tell us what it is?
Well, let's just take it from there. Orienteering, navigational sport, we use a map and compass to find flags in the woods, was originated in Sweden, turn of the 19th into the 20th century, 1900, early 1900s, as a Swedish military training exercise. Before you know it, it started to spread to the populace, and they had the first championship in the 20s, and now it's spread around the globe. We looks like we could be an Olympic sport within a couple of more Olympic cycles.
Right.
I found that a lot of schools use it as an interdisciplinary activity.
And but as I remember, Chris, what you do is you're given a map, you're given some information and a compass, as you say, and basically you start off toward a point. You're given a vector to head in to a direction to head in and you head in a direction of the first base, I guess, or the first location, and then you move on from there, and each one leads you to another one, and the one that makes the course successfully in the quickest time wins.
Right. They have these flags out in the woods, and hanging from the flags are little plastic punchers with pins on them, and each has a different array of pins that will punch holes in a different pattern on your little control card, we call it. And you know, it's not always a sport. Yesterday, up here in the New York area, with 6-7 inches of snow on the ground, we had a lot of school kids, some families, and some racers come out. And it could be an organized hike, or it could be a race.
Well, and of course, it helps young people, for example, or anyone really, learn how to navigate if they should ever get lost, or if they're ever out in the wilderness anywhere. It helps them to identify objects on the land and understand the sun and the where the sun rises and sets and all that sort of thing. But you use it largely as a team building exercise, don't you?
I did. I kind of stumbled into it, backed into it. My son's scout troop was up at summer camp, and the kids were all sitting on the bunks reading comics, and they had 2 days left to get their requirements for first class, which included map and compass. So mm-hmm. I quickly drew a map of the camp, put some M&Ms in a camp trunk, locked it, and hid the key in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And it forced them to use the map to find clues to find that key, and needless to say, they got their requirements and they got their M&Ms, but... one of the dads was a corporate leader, and he said, "Hey, pretty interesting game there. Can you try that with, can you do that for my company picnic? And I did it for the company picnic, and the boss was there, and he said, very interesting. Can you come on our offsite and maybe put a little team builder together for a break for us? And that's how I started about 15 years ago, and now 50 Fortune 500 companies later, you know, I'm on Google and going around the world with this crazy little treasure hunt game that somehow tickles a nerve even in adults, that forces them. I don't have them going singly. They have to work in teams.
Right.
To use their map, going around, typically around a conference center. I'll go to a conference center or a hotel ahead of time, a couple days ahead of time, set it up, draw a map, and integrate clues and questions from with information from the company that they'll give me that they're looking for. Instead of finding a flag around the hotel, they'll find a little clue that they have to answer.
And this is something that then they have to discuss with each other and see if they can't come to some consensus about what the correct direction to go in.
Oh, well, that's right off the bat. That's watching a team of 6 or 7 or 8 people with one map make a decision on how they're going to process this. The information on that map is priceless. And usually what happens is there'll be a Rambo or, as we say, a Rambette in the group who'll say, give me that. I was in the service. I know how to read this. And that could or could not be a good decision right there.
We didn't have any Rambettes when I was in the Army, but they had their own class in those days.
Well, were all Rambos, probably.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what has been the well, I'll tell you what. Well, we've got about a minute before we go to our first break. Chris, give us an idea about how some of the results have played out.
Well, a lot of times we start from the beginning, what companies are looking for. I mean, when they call me up, they'll ask if I can do this, and I say, well, why do you want to do this? Then they'll say, well, we just merged. We're downsized, or you know, our people are spread all over the country. We want to get them together to work together. So whatever those reasons are, or there's a problem with the communication, or we have cliques in the company, we have to break them up. Usually, and almost 9 times out of 10, we will succeed at that because we're having fun with our team building.
Well, and one of the things, we're going to take a break in a second, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chris to talk to us about how this could be used if we think our company has a situation where there are fiefdoms, where we have groups that are using what you heard me call what RKC and Cuddy calls us versus them attitudes. We're going to see if we can help us with that. Chris Cassone is with us. He is the founder of the Treasure Hunt Adventures, and his website is treasurehuntadventures.com. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Chris Cassone is our guest. He's the founder of Treasure Hunt Adventures, including the Great Central Park Treasure Hunt that some of you may have read about. You've gotten a lot of write-up about this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I what I did was I exported what I did. I put together a do-it-yourself, anytime you want, treasure hunt in Central Park, a laminated nice map that you can just go in and it's a professional orienteering map.
I'm holding it in my hand.
But kids can do it and adults can do it. We just did it with Microsoft and I did it with 8-year-olds and it's going to be, we're going to also be doing this in cities around the country.
Right.
Boston Common, Golden Gate Park, Griffith Park in L.A., Grand Park in Chicago, and so on. So,
well, and can they find out about where those locations are on your website?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so folks,
Treasure Hunt Adventures.
Those of you listening around the country, check out the website treasurehuntadventures.com. See if there's a treasure hunt coming to your area. But Chris, I want to come back to this do-it-yourself thing. You've got a product that you will make available with the map and everything, I guess it is that, that if someone wants to, maybe, you know, like if they want to do it for their local chamber of commerce, or if they want to put something together like this for their own group of employees or whatever. What do you think?
Yeah, they can. We give them a little. We can PDF and send them, email them the files, and then walk them through how they got to do it. And it's a simple game. You need a map, though. So I help them.
Right.
The hardest part about it is making a map of where you are, and I show them how to, the best resources for that. And
well, you know, a lot of cities have city maps. You know, I mean, it's just about any city of any size, any town of any size has got a map of the city that they can use and develop. I mean, I can see how that wouldn't be that hard to do, but you'll actually. I know that you. By the way, can they find out more about the do-it-yourself package on your website?
They can just come on there and if they have any questions, they can always email me right on the contact page.
And if they tell you they heard about you on my show, you'll give them a little extra care there, won't you, Chris?
I'm going to give them the extra small business advocate discount.
There you go. I appreciate that. Okay, what if people told you? What if customers told you about the result of the after the treasure hunt was over, what have they told you about the results?
Well, the fun, you know, everybody has fun. That's they didn't expect to have fun. Usually they have a bad experience or a bland experience of team building. There's been a lot of, you know, they look at me and they say, "Are we going to hug today?" Or you know,
we're not going to sing Kumbaya or anything.
No Kumbaya. They really, you know, I come at them and there's organized chaos in the beginning. They don't really, you know, they don't realize what's going on. There's a treasure chest up in front of them full of stuff. That's the motivator. That was the motivator with my son Scout Group. It's the motivator with CEOs and the board of directors.
Yeah, I'd break a sweat for a sack of M&Ms. No problem with that.
And usually, what's in there is you know, the conference giveaways, and they usually have fun with what they put in there. And it's something for everybody. This is not a contest. This is a group team builder. So teams of seven or eight will work together, and then all those teams have to finally work together at the end. And what I always suggest is mixing your teams up. You know, getting we were talking about fiefdoms.
Yeah, don't let the accounting department work go after the sales department or whatever.
No, we put a couple of the accounting, a couple from the sales, a couple of administrators, and a couple of even building facilitators.
Yeah,
everybody together, and you know what happens when they work together? They use the map and they get to some point, and there's a question there. And you know, Jimmy, and from accounting, says, "Hey, I know that answer," and he'll step forward, people start to see the strengths and weaknesses and self worth of each person on the team.
Well,
that's
now,
where we start
do you
to
recommend
grow.
that the president or the top person in the company not participate with a
no,
team?
No, we always I like them to always be part of it. Although there is a bell curve with the way teams finish, and like I said, it's not a contest, but they. We'll always have a team that's way ahead of the pack, and then the pack, and then there'll be one team that's kind of like lagging, clueless in the back, but that's okay. But 9 times out of 10, for some reason, the boss will be on one of those lagging teams, and we think it's because people are afraid to step up. And
well, that's the reason I was thinking it might be a good idea for the boss not to, you know, to sort of be a referee or something.
Or a cheerleader.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, we got about a minute left, Chris. What's something else that you would like to tell us about this?
It's an event that we can do anywhere. I bring them to, like I said, I'm looking at your website, Office Depot, and I just heard their commercial. We did the Office Depot, about 300 of their people down in Boca Raton,
right,
in the Office Depot
the
arena.
Headquarters, yeah.
In the arena. They sponsor that big 20,000-seat arena there in Sunrise. And so we were treasure hunting around the hockey rink and the floors and the seats, and it was great.
Chris, I mentioned the do-it-yourself for our smaller companies, but there may be some people listening who might want you to come in and do the full-blown thing, so they can contact you at your website about that too, can't they?
Yes, sir.
Give us that website. Give it the website.
That's www.treasurehuntadventures.com.
All right. Chris Cassan, thank you for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Chris Cassan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back Now take a quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Radwan Saeed right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.